Welcome to the Inspires broadcast, featuring the powerful nuggets of truth from Carlton Reed. Get ready to receive life-changing leadership lessons to enrich and make a difference in your everyday life. Whether in the corporation, small business, workforce, or home, the best is yet to come. Stay tuned.
Day 11, play with pain. Tough times never last, but tough people do. Dr. Robert Schuller. Thou therefore endure hardship as a good soldier for Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:3. One of the harshest realities that mass producers must accept is the necessity of playing with pain. It's what separates the winners from the losers. By playing with pain, I mean that they continue to perform well despite their challenges with pain. I would like to clarify here that I am not emphasizing physical pain, but any type of emotional pain as well. There are many types of emotional pain that can affect our attitudes and ability to be productive. Some are disappointments from the past. Some are mistreatments by employers, loved ones, or the like. Some hurts may be economic conditions that one is currently living under. Now let me say first and foremost that there are many hurting people out there with tremendous hurts and pains in their lives. I can only imagine what some of you may even have experienced. I certainly empathize with them and can appreciate where they are coming from. However, it is important that we not use our hurts as an excuse for bad behavior or bad performance. Although hurt exists, there always seems to be those people who are able to perform while maintaining a great attitude. We can't always determine the way we feel, but the one thing that we have complete control over is our attitude. To quote Eleanor Roosevelt, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Ultimately, we still have jobs to do and people to serve. In all great contests of skill, the one who usually wins is the one who has the greatest desire. By desire, I mean the commitment to do whatever is necessary to achieve one's goal. Now, many people believe that they have true commitment. Perhaps you know someone who has commitment by their own standards. Maybe no one ever tells a person the truth, desiring to be polite or due to fear. But there are three important words that could greatly assist the person in their analysis. Compared to what? Without having a comparison or gauge, how can one truly measure their commitment? What they are lacking is the very thing that would benefit them, objectivity.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's Inspires broadcast featuring Carlton Reed. For more information about Carlton Reed, please log on to his website at www.carltonreed.com. Remember, the best is yet to come.